At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
DJ, Jamie Morning Show, welcome to the program. It is live here on a Wednesday. It is July 23rd. Today's going to be a beautiful day, I think. A little bit cloudy, but maybe some showers. A lot of rain yesterday, right? For a lot of people.
A ton of rain, man. It was good like morning. A monsoon at my house.
Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. How about you, Spadell? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
This is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It is absolutely free, and you can take us anywhere you go. The podcast later on today. So much going on. The death of Ozzy Osbourne yesterday. Somewhat of a shocker.
So sad. I was not expecting that at all.
Well, I wasn't expecting it. If anybody said they expected it yesterday, they're lying.
Yeah.
Because he just did a concert, 17 days ago or something? Yep. And he did that whole thing where they raised a ton of money. I saw different numbers, $17 million, $20 million, $70 million. I don't know how much money it was, but it was a lot for Parkinson's disease, which he had, right?
Yes.
But the death rang out yesterday afternoon, and man, oh man, did Twitter go crazy. All the feeds, all the clips. We've got some of the audio from the Osbournes, from the TV show, the reality show that really started everything with reality TV.
It was the OG, and it was the best show ever. I mean, I remember watching that in high school, and I loved it.
Not only was it the first, it was probably the best. You're right. Yep, it was probably the best because I watched clips of it yesterday afternoon. You couldn't avoid it. It was everywhere. And I watched clips, and that guy was hysterical.
I don't know
if he meant to be funny, but he was just funny.
He was just being him. Yeah, like the whole family dynamic was insane.
He reminds me of walking around my house. Where's the cat? The cat. What's that cat's name? He doesn't even know the cat's name. They've had the cat for 15 years. He had no idea. We'll play some of the audio clips, but that was a big story yesterday. A couple of other stories. Oh, by the way, where's Jamie? Anybody seen Jamie?
I don't know. No.
Where's Jamie? Jamie.
I got no text.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So we don't know if she's locked out or not. Have no idea, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
move on. I don't know.
Hopefully she's not stuck in the elevator.
I don't know.
It is what it is, I guess.
Maybe she's mourning Ozzy Osbourne.
Could be.
She could be in the parking lot listening to Black Sabbath for all we know. Rocking, banging her head.
Tribute.
Boom, boom. Yeah. You know, Black Sabbath, I wasn't a fan. I didn't know their music at all. But then listening to some of it yesterday, I don't know why, but metal doesn't seem as metal today. When I was growing up, or back in the day when Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath were big, it sounded like metal. It was just heavy, and it was kind of scary in a way, you know, for some people. But now when I listen to it, it doesn't sound all that crazy.
It depends on what metal you hear, because sometimes it's like they've got screamo bands now that just scream and like is heavy that way. But
yeah, I'm talking about Black Sabbath. Yeah. I'm not talking about metal in general. I'm just talking about Black Sabbath. Listening to some of their tunes yesterday, it was like, well, this is kind of...
It just seems like rock and roll now. Yeah.
Does it appear that way to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything now is just like so the bass heavy and all that stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get into this later on in the program. Oh, there you are.
Hi.
I thought you would be in your car listening to Black Sabbath this morning.
I was actually
jamming.
Well, I was actually doing Crazy Train. Osbourne!
When I think of Crazy Train, I think of you, Jamie White.
I do. I feel like it's my theme song.
It's your go-to?
It's my theme song. Yeah. So.
You and the girls?
And then I was singing, Mama, I'm coming home.
Yeah.
I was singing all of it.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I was singing all of it.
Yeah, you're in deep depression today, aren't you? Such a Black Sabbath fan you were.
I was. Yeah, I was just an Ozzy fan.
I was telling the guys.
Not really like Black Sabbath, but Ozzy, just in general.
Yeah, but just telling them, I listened to part of the... I'd never listened to Black Sabbath, okay? I'm not a metal guy. I know that's hard to believe, but I'm not. But I've been listening to it over the past, 24 hours since his death, and it doesn't seem as metal as it used to seem. I don't know what. Seems like it's softened up a bit for me. I don't know what's happened.
What do they call it? Hair rock? What is that called?
Hair band.
Yeah. It's not quite that.
No. No, I don't know what it is. All right, we'll get into some of this later on in the program. You okay? Everything good?
Oh, everything's great.
Good.
Literally great.
What's going on? Did you win the lottery?
What's going on?
Yeah,
I got no problems.
Nice.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't put that, like, you know what I mean?
We
like,
all have problems.
Yeah.
All of us have problems. Okay?
I don't really have anything.
You have nothing.
I have
nothing on your mind that's kind of keeping you up at night.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Wow. Isn't that weird?
Man, I do. Jeepers, creepers.
Like what? What's going on with
you?
Oh,
just everything keeps me up at night.
Oh, God. Yeah, no. I literally thought that yesterday. I go, dude, I have no issues. Like nothing is stressing me out. Nothing's bothering me. Like I was like, is this okay? Yeah. Or have I blocked something out? I don't know.
Yeah. Now that you've said that, things are going to pop up today like crazy.
I know,
crazy.
Right?
You
know?
Yeah. You just jinxed yourself.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
By this time tomorrow, you're going to be full of problems.
Right? Like my truck's going to break.
Oh, yeah,
right. Like everything.
It's
somebody's
going to
steal my credit.
Yeah. I'm not talking about life altering. But there are going to be things that pop up now that you've said that.
Exactly.
That you're going to be like, oh, I wish I'd never said that.
No, I was even excited because my garbage disposal broke yesterday. I was like, yep, well, there's your problem. But I pushed the little button, reset, you know, underneath the sink. It's fine.
Wow. All right, good to hear. Yeah. No problems with Jamie this morning. Now, me, basket case.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. I got FOMO this morning.
What?
I'm sitting here listening to you and Carson. Yeah. I got no rain yesterday. You guys got flooded out.
Oh, my God.
I got nothing.
And, dude, that the lightning was insanity.
I didn't get that either.
Oh, my God. It shook the house. I mean, it was just awful.
It was wild. And I was going to DIA to pick up Bree last night, and it was all around me.
Was she delayed?
No.
Oh, wow,
actually, right when I got to the airport, it was like clear.
Really?
It was still cloudy, but it wasn't even raining. But the lightning, I thought for sure I was going to get hit on the highway.
Where did they go? Storyland or something?
Yeah, Storyland in New Hampshire.
This is the craziest place. I've never heard of Storyland. Have
Me
you?
Me either. No.
It's kind of like it reminds them of the North Pole up in Colorado Springs.
Right.
As far as like, those kind of rides and stuff like that. But I will say Humpty Dumpty is really creepy.
But it's... But it's all the different, like, fairy tales, right? That's what the whole premise is?
Yeah, it's amusement park built around different child stories.
Yeah.
And how long has it been there?
A while.
Because you would have thought with my, you know, I got older kids. Jamie's got a 19-year-old, 18-year-old. And you would have thought you and I would have heard
of
this.
I've never heard of it in my
life. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and it's tucked away in New Hampshire.
I feel really bad. My kid never got to experience it.
Oh, well. How'd you find it?
Actually, so her dad, her stepmom actually
They live
knows
near
about,
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
They live in Connecticut.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like the East Coast version of the North Pole, like we have.
Right.
So you guys got a ton of rain yesterday,
and
right?
And light, I mean, you know how much I hate the lightning.
I know. I know, Jamie.
No, like, BJ, Kylie, my like one of my best friends, we live a golf course away from each other. Was like, oh my God, I think it hit my house.
It was no joke.
It's nasty. It can get nasty.
Oh,
I drove yesterday, so I leave the house. I'm going to go pick up Frog at camp. And I got to take him to tutoring. And I leave Littleton. I drive for the next 2.5-3 hours and saw nothing.
Nothing?
Saw nothing.
What
Absolutely
about you,
nothing.
Did you get lightning?
Yeah, thunder? It did rain over at my house.
I thought it was going to tornado at once. We had sheer winds that were going. It was
raining sideways.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was really crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really awful.
All right.
Anyway.
Over the weekend, did you get that DMV text about your license are going to be suspended? The new one that's out.
They've been going around for a year.
Oh, well, I know, but I'm just saying there's a new one. There's a new one that people are, the news stations are talking about this morning that is even more intense and more threatening. And not only that, it's not to you. It's to you and a group of people. Mine was 9 people on my text.
I got that yesterday.
Did you?
I did too.
To a bunch of people?
Yeah.
I had 5 on mine.
3 people replied with the middle finger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, I was like, stop replying. Stop.
Yeah, don't reply, right?
You know,
yeah.
These things are going out everywhere. Everybody's getting them. And they're really threatening. They're giving you like 48 hours to get the job done and to get this thing paid. Or you're going to be suspended. Your vehicle's going to be taken from you. Registrations.
Wait, it's funny. I did get it. Hold on. Let me read it to you. That's weird. I don't even notice when they're those spam ones, you know, because it doesn't
disregard
even
disregard them.
Yeah, it was Monday at 2:23.
Yeah, see, the only thing about this one that's different is it's going to mass amount of people, which would they lop you into a group, hoping that somebody gets sucked in and then others follow.
California State Department of Vehicles. Yeah. Is yours from California?
No, mine's from Colorado.
No, ours is Colorado.
California State Department of Vehicles final notice enforcement penalties begin on July 22nd.
Wow.
Our records show that as of today, you still have an outstanding traffic ticket in accordance with California State Administrative Code 15CC32443.
Wow.
I want to be on the California list. If Jamie gets to be on it, I want to be on California too.
Please pay immediately before enforcement to avoid license suspension and further legal disputes.
And then reply
and reopen this message.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same verbiage. They just changed the state.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And these con artists. I wonder what percentage of people actually go back in and put their information in.
Here's another one I got. Coinbase. Withdrawal code is 9143221.
I got
please
that too.
Do not share this code with anyone. Yeah. If you have not requested this, please call. And then there's a phone number for support.
Mine says that I have like $9 million sitting there.
Oh, nice.
Here's your code to withdraw it.
Wow.
Man, that was tempting yesterday.
Yeah,
I got that one yesterday. I'm like, oh man, if it's $9 million, even though I know it's not mine, I should go get a piece of that.
Well, it's weird because I own the stock Coinbase. I actually own the stock. And so I was like, is somebody in my stocks?
Yeah.
Like, how do they know I own Coinbase? Yeah.
Well, I got it. I don't own any.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just bad. You're just so happened to be random. Okay.
And then my girlfriend got one from Amazon that said, please, your package could not be delivered because your credit card service, something, call about Amazon.
No. Man, they think of everything.
They do, don't they?
Literally, they hit you everywhere.
I think that's the one I got when I fell for it. Remember?
Yeah.
That's the only one I'm falling for, but I did fall for one.
Yeah.
Here's the story on this new DMV text message that's going around.
Scammers posing as trusted organizations and public agencies hoping you'll click on a link that can lead you to disaster. Ugh. The FBI says it's important to think before you act and never click on suspicious links.
People are trusting by nature. Trust but verify. Whether it be an email you receive, a phone call, the bad guys and gals can now spoof telephone numbers to make it seem like it is from your bank's fraud department. Or a text message that you get from a toll agency.
Yeah, tolls. Those tolls. Those they say tolls. You haven't paid them yet.
And I probably haven't.
That's the problem. When I read one of those, I think,
it could be.
Ozzy Osbourne dead at 76. Tabloid trash is coming up.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Take me in. I don't remember what I have to do. And I don't know what I have to do. 23 and 2, 3 seconds, I'll get the old ball game.
Boy.
He really came through at the end when he hit 3 and the old ball game. That was solid.
Somebody, they did like some type of an analysis on it. He got 10% of the song right.
Oh, nice.
But when you watch the video of that, the crowd loves it.
Yeah.
They say he got 90% wrong, but it was perfect. It was perfect.
If you want a tearjerker, I will tell you, go to the BJ and Jamie Facebook page. I posted an AI of his life going backwards. It's AI of him getting out of the wheelchair that he's in, and then it takes him all the way back to when he was a teenager.
Wow. 21 years old?
Yeah.
It's great.
Isn't it good?
I don't know who does those.
I know.
Well, it's AI. But that's a great video.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah. And it's scary and creepy and all this stuff. All right, anyway, I didn't know he had 6 kids.
I had no idea. Had no idea.
Kids. It's crazy. I guess he had three with Thelma. The first woman he was married to, we're talking about Ozzy Osbourne. He married a woman named Thelma, and they had three kids, one of which was adopted. His mm-hmm. name was Elliot. He also had Louis. Louis, and Jessica Starshine. Nice name. Jessica Starshine was in the book. And she said basically, she wrote a book or she was in a book, and she said basically that he wasn't around, that he left to record in the U.S. when she was 6 months old, and then when he would come back and see her or whatever, she said it was chaotic, he was out of his mind.
Yeah.
So she really wasn't raised by him at
all. Yeah, and I read some of the scripts that are being put out there by Louis. Louis is another kid of his that lives, I think, in New Zealand. And he just said the only thing he remembers of Ozzy, just a drunk dad. That's all he knew.
Sad.
A drunk dad.
And, you know, we never see Amy. Amy's with Sharon. Sharon and Ozzy had a daughter named Amy, and she just kind of stayed out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
She wasn't in the Ozzy's, the TV show. It was just Jack and Kelly that were in the Osbournes, but she was never seen. She just didn't want to be a part of it.
I did see where, like, all these kids, except for two, I think it was, were there when he died.
Oh, two weren't there?
Well, two kids weren't there.
Oh, that's
it. Yeah, I guess. But I guess some of these others were all there. Names that we're not familiar with.
All we really knew was Kelly and Jack because they were such a prevalent part of the Osbournes. Here's a little compilation of that show, number one.
Oh, hang on a second. Oh. I got to refresh it because I didn't see it in here. There it is. All right, right?
Rock and roll! Sharon! Sharon!
I'm doing stuck on the Weather Channel.
Bubbles!
Get the bubbles!
Oh, come on, Sharon! I'm Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness. Evil, evil, fucking evil. I've had a bottle of bubbles. And...
Who pissed on my carpet? That bastard dog, man. I'm going to throw you in the terrorist.
I love you all. I love you more than life itself. You're a man.
I remember being younger and watching this with my dad and him going... What is he even saying?
That was the running joke. Like, no one could even tell what he was saying.
No. And the thing was, when that show started, if you were a Black Sabbath fan, you knew Ozzy Osbourne. A lot of people didn't. They just knew a name. That's all you knew because you didn't have the internet. You didn't have all the, you know, exposure that you got today. When that show started, everybody, their jaw dropped. They're like, oh, my God. Who is this dude? He's a mess.
I have two funny stories about Sharon Osbourne. One was she was doing her television show. She was kicking it off, and she was doing a press tour. So they gave her phone. She didn't want to come in studio or anything like that. So they gave us her phone number, and we called them. And literally, Ozzy was in bed with Sharon going, why are you talking so much? It's so loud. Go to bed. And then the second one is I got to shoot a pilot for a talk show on her set. So she had just wrapped up, and then they brought in my crew to shoot this pilot. And she has all these little dogs, right? She has so many little dogs. But she was the nicest person on the planet. She was like, I hope it goes well. You know, use anything you want. Just the nicest human ever.
She seems genuinely very a nice person. And for her to put up with him all those years,
God, right?
I mean, think about what all he put her through.
Yep.
And she stuck with him through thick and thin, man. They were tight as a couple.
So, they say that his ask was that when he passes away, he doesn't want people to mourn. He doesn't want to have a mournful funeral. He wants to have a rock and roll party and a joyful celebration. So.
I saw some of the, some of the planning for the funeral, and it looks like they're going to rock the place.
They'll probably do it in England, right?
I think so. I think they do it over there.
Their house is for sale in Hollywood.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's for sale for $18 million.
Wow. They said once he got over there to do that concert that he did 17 days ago, I saw, and again, we don't know how much is true. I mean, you'll get the truth later on. But according to this report, is they weren't sure he's going to make it back home. They thought that
they moved there.
No. After the concert, I'm saying. After the concert.
Oh, like the actually
that he was going to fly back to L.A., but they weren't sure they could even get him back here. You're right, but he was going to go back.
Because they don't live in L.A. anymore. They moved to England, so who knows? It's the internet.
Well, it said that they weren't sure they could get him back to L.A. because of his illness. He was too weak.
He has Parkinson's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so sad. Or had.
Maybe they had a commitment here or something. I don't know.
Could be. Metallica wrote, Ozzy, rest in peace. It's impossible to put into words what Ozzy Osbourne has meant to Metallica. Hero, icon, pioneer, inspiration, mentor, and most of all, friend. And it goes on. And I mean, out of everybody that talked about him, Metallica wrote like a whole letter about him.
Yeah.
How he impacted their life, and that they love Sharon and their family, the bandmates, that they made everybody feel like friends. They had a very large circle of friends. Actually, I was looking at their LA house just now, the one that's for sale, and I love this because I just think it's cool. They used chalkboard paint in one of the rooms, yeah. And everybody signed on it, right? It's so cool. I love that idea. I have it in my cabin, and people write, no fish. I caught no fish. I caught no fish.
The whole Ozzy ending, though, you couldn't have scripted this thing any better.
I know, it's crazy.
You really couldn't have.
I agree.
I mean, the way he went back, he did all that, raised all that money for Parkinson's disease, him having the disease. He was up there in that chair, couldn't even stand up. And then 17 days later, for him to just call it, farewell, it was crazy how it was written out.
Speaking of properties, Will Smith, they're saying, hasn't really been doing a lot of work. And so he has multiple homes, and I think he blows through money. They're saying that he's having to sell a lot of his real estate assets to get cash to keep up with all his enormous bills.
What? Now he's broke? Everybody's broke.
That's crazy to think about Will Smith.
What was crazy to think about Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it says the move comes amid rising expenses tied to lifestyle, taxes, investments that have gone bad, even as his career earnings are slowing down, and so he's having to sell stuff.
I will say, and Jamie, you can back this up, you lived in Hollywood, those people that live that lifestyle like him, with all the security and everything that they demand every day, they spend bukus of money. I mean, we're talking deep pockets here.
Well, remember their support staff, or their support staff. So their agent gets 15%, right? Their manager gets 10% of their whole, whatever they bring in. And then they have all, their personal lawyers. It's a lot of money.
State of California gets 40%.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it drains them. And this is a daily thing they go through. I mean, they're paying drivers, assistants. They're paying somebody every single day to be around them. Cooks.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw that Zuckerberg, it cost him to have, so he has a big boat, right?
Yeah.
And I follow some of those yacht things just to make me feel bad about me. So
I kind of like it. I like boats.
I love boats. But we'll never have their boats. And it kind of makes you feel bad about yourself. It's like it laughs at you. Yeah. Anyway, so he has a ship, his own personal ship, and then he has a support ship. Right? Okay. Because I guess if anything happens to that ship out in the ocean, then he can go on to his support ship. That's the new race.
Got a backup boat, yeah.
Yeah, backup boat with a helicopter pad. Anyway, they say it costs $198,000 a day.
Yeah.
A day to run those boats. Think about that.
I believe it.
$198,000 a day to run those boats? There's no way.
Yeah, the annual maintenance on it is just $30 million.
Crazy.
And they have a staff for the ship of 40 people or something.
Even being a billionaire, you can still run out of money.
Yeah, you can.
You can when you're giving up, $2 million a week.
Yeah.
You can run out of money.
That's crazy.
All right, there you go, Tablet.
I wouldn't have thought Will Smith. I wouldn't have thought he was in financial trouble, though.
No.
I mean, that guy's got so much in the bank as far as royalties with all the movies and music and everything he's got. I would have never guessed
that. Who knows? It's the internet.
Yeah, who knows?
Right? Yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.